Track 3.04.
Welcome to Dale's Dilemmas. I'm Dale Rogers, and the subject of today's dilemma is pushy parents. Are today's parents too ambitious for their children? Should they let children be children and stop organizing their lives? Should we congratulate them for developing their children's potential, or should we say, back off and leave the kids alone? In the studio, we have George and Rachel from Chicago. They disagree about how to bring up their daughter, and we're going to hear what they have to say. George and Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Rachel, if we could start with you. Can you tell us a little about your daughter?
Yes. My daughter Haley is 5 years old, and I think she has what it takes to be a movie star. So I'm doing everything I can to get her into the movies.
And what exactly does that involve?
Haley goes to acting classes twice a week. She has a singing teacher who comes to the house once a week, and we watch a lot of movies together at home. Then on weekends, we go to auditions. Sometimes we have to travel to New York or Los Angeles, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
That's a lot of traveling. What do you think about it, George?
I think my wife is obsessed. I don't think she should make Haley do this. It isn't Haley's choice. Rachel wanted to be a child star, and that's why she's making Haley go through this.
I'm not making her do anything against her will. Haley loves it, and she wants to be a star.
But at 5 years old, does she understand what it means?
No, of course not. I want to let Haley grow up like a normal child. There's too much pressure in the movie world. She's a kid. Let her play. Let her have friends.
It's true that being a child star can be a very isolating experience.
I know that. But if you don't try, you don't succeed. When Haley is famous and she's making movies, you're going to look back and thank me.
Thank you, Rachel and George. In just a moment, we'll be meeting Mark and Charlene, who want their 2-year-old son to be the next Tiger Woods. But first, it's over to the studio audience. Who has a question for Rachel and George?